As the beloved great cosmic angel speaks his heart to us, we ask our mighty I Am Presence to bless him tonight for all that his strength and the power of his fire has charged into us for the accomplishment of our eternal victory to the earth. Beloved ones of our heart's flame, thank you for your service to the light. Thank you for your presence here. Thank you for the strength of your own life's flame to stand and enter into the light and compel its victory everywhere. And as we take you tonight into the heart of God to demand that immortal victory of cosmic fire to the earth, try to feel that we are taking you in to the powerhouse of creation to receive there our ideas of perfection that are the divine plan's fulfillment in outer action. For regardless of what you wish to do in the physical octave, you must go into the heart of God to find there the ideas and the divine plan and the way and means and the power by which you do in the outer that which fulfills the divine plan. So let us enter in tonight to the very heart of God, the heart of cosmic fire to the earth. This means entering in to those cosmic flames from the heart of your mighty I Am Presence and higher mental body, and from our octave, from the physical sun, the great central sun. While it is all one great activity of the fire element, yet within it there are those special activities of greater light or greater activity of the fire within those cosmic actions by which you may concentrate into outer use special qualities to handle any specific condition. And try to know always within the great light or the great activities of the fire element, there always is a concentration at certain points of special activities of greater power, greater concentration. So when you enter into the heart of God, you receive ideas that have not yet come forth into outer action. So as you enter in to the use of the cosmic fire from the heart of God, it will contain many ways and means of accomplishing things in the physical octave that as yet you have not understood and others have not yet drawn into outer action. Try to know always that most of the thoughts and feelings which mankind are drawing into outer action, sometimes through inspiration, they are still but using the thoughts and feelings of those who have gone before into greater realms of activity and are but repeating that which has come forth on the earth many times. But now your privilege with this conscious knowledge of the I Am is to enter in to the fire of God's heart and there draw forth ideas and manifestations that have never yet come forth on this earth. That is the powerhouse of boundless supply supply of ideas, of power of accomplishment, of the substance and the things that you require in the physical octave. Now, since the physical world has become polluted, so to speak, with mankind's frightful discord, then the things that you require to be drawn into outer use to fulfill the divine plan must be those things of the fire element that bring into outer action the fire or power from the heart of God that absolutely rules destructive forces. And so as you call forth the immortal cosmic fire from the heart of God to do in the physical world anything necessary to compel perfection manifest on the cleansing of the earth, try to feel that you must retire occasionally, I would say once or twice a day, into the heart of cosmic fire, into God's heart of cosmic fire, and draw forth into your outer use whatever fire from God's heart controls all physical action in this world and compels perfection here. Mankind are soon to understand that the hand of cosmic fire from the heart of creation is directing the control of physical conditions that mankind have deliberately determined to destroy. Therefore, you are fast approaching the hour when the cosmic fire from the heart of God is taking its dominion in the physical world to annihilate the human. Now, the cosmic fire of which we speak is that from our octave and from the physical sun and great central sun that is consciously concentrated and directed by us or by your own higher mental body or the cosmic beings who are in control of the fire element, which the mighty Helios is. And since this must come into outer physical action with more concentration of power, as you keep recognizing and demanding that the outer self stop its physical work once in a while, or action, and come in to the heart of God to draw the victorious power of cosmic fire into outer physical action to compel immortal victory here, to compel immortal freedom here, to compel immortal purity here, to compel immortal God control of physical conditions here. Because this must cut through, precious ones, like lightning, the substance in the metal and feeling world of mankind that has concentrated its destruction to the point where it takes a shattering force before the consuming begins. We have released this tonight into the atmosphere of this city, as well as elsewhere in the nation. You see, when destructive forces have concentrated their energy over a certain period of time, into destructive action, there is more concentration many times than you dream. And when we move in to outer command, the power and authority from our octave to annihilate such a focus, then we first of all shatter it or crack it apart by the activity of blue lightning. And then we move into that. These other activities of the cosmic fire consume it much more quickly. And it is this shattering power that is required when destructive forces become so evil and so conceited in their arrogance that they refuse to give in to decency. Now I'm turning your attention to this tonight, that you may clothe yourselves several times a day with our feeling of the cosmic fire from the heart of God that compels immortal victory in physical action in and around your physical bodies to more intensely concentrate the power of protection about you and to charge into outer physical conditions that which enables all that is constructive to receive protection and survive. If you simply keep charging this forth into your business affairs, in and around your physical forms, you will feel tremendously added strength and power in your actual flesh bodies. I'm sure, precious ones, you are all conscious of the extra strength and power that you have all been receiving every evening during these dictations. Thank you, precious ones, very greatly for your love. And that response, won't you be seated, please? Now, beloved ones, while the dictation is on, or you're in the room, your attention is upon us on these activities which we describe. And while your attention is on us, this strength and power is surging into you, and you feel... May I say, the strength of our feeling. And as you feel this within yourselves, you feel there, you can go right out and do that. Well, that's our mastery, your feeling. Because that is in the energy and the love and the flame and strength which we give you through radiation during a dictation, as well as through the words. And if you will stop once or twice in the daytime, and for just a few moments, be still and turn your attention to us and ask to be charged with that feeling again of our, I don't want to say easy because I don't want you to let down, but our feeling of masterful accomplishment, so that you feel our fire, the fire from our hearts, which is the heart of God, in your outer physical action to make you feel your victorious accomplishment. You see, it is your attention upon us, precious ones, that keeps the door open for the flame to flow at that time into whatever you want to use it, or into wherever you direct it. So, When we ask for a few moments stillness, it is that you may come to us to feel more of our masterful, victorious use of this cosmic fire from the heart of God. Now, your beloved Saint Germain gave you the statement, I am the heart of God. And he said that would bring you new ideas for your outer use. Well, when you enter in and say, I am the heart of God's cosmic fire, in outer physical action, then, may I say, you will find many new ideas and many new actions of the fire element you have never quite understood before. And you will be charged with our feeling of the masterful use of those powers in your outer affairs. And heavens knows that's where you need them. Or you need the use of this flame. In it is the master power of all creation. And when you turn your attention to us, we release that fire in and around you to give you our feeling of mastery. Well, then that becomes a permanent feeling in you, which you can draw forth consciously and at will whenever you desire. May I say, it's a storehouse of our power that is ever at your command. But we are the custodians of it, and therefore protect it from the use of that which is not correct. As you enter in, precious ones, to this recognition, I am the heart of God's cosmic fire. In physical action, compelling immortal victory here, or compelling its immortal mastery to possess and rule all in outer action, then will the cosmic fire reveal more of itself to you. And as you feel this, every time you give us your attention, you can begin to charge that feeling continuously in your outer physical action. Then, as you feel our mastery of that fire from the heart of creation, will the energy in your own affairs be charged with our feeling also. And then it will act back to you according to our perfection. This is the way you draw perfection from our world into yours. But may I say, you draw it into yourselves first, and then into your affairs. Now, you do this by quieting the outer and giving us your attention until you can feel the presence of the heart of God's fire. You know, the beloved Saint Germain told you, you enter into your contemplation to feel the presence of God. Well, you give your presence the attention in order to open the door, so the feeling of your presence flows into your affairs and does for you what only the presence can do, and produces perfection. And the same thing is true when you turn your attention to us. When you enter in to the heart of God's cosmic fire, then you enter into the powerhouse of our great mastery of that element. And then, as you feel this and demand it in physical action in and around you, then it must control conditions of the outer and give you greater perfection. When you give this acknowledgement, try to feel you come within the heart of God's cosmic fire to feel the ascended master's mastery over everything in the physical world. Do you see? You could just as well say, I am the heart of God's cosmic mastery of the cosmic fire. And in physical action, it compels perfection everywhere instantly to come forth. I want you to have this so firm in your mind and use it as much as you can in your waking consciousness into anything you desire to do in the outer. May I say, including interviews with the press. They need the fire element, all right, not the slightest doubt about it. But let us render our service too, if you will. You demand and we'll do. I think that ought to be a pretty good partnership. Thank you, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please? Now, let us bring into outer action that which compels mankind's respect and honor, may I say, because they do not know how to use it themselves. As you demand that everything of the outer activity be compelled to honor God by the cosmic fire's physical action, then when you demand the immortal manifestations of the cosmic fire's physical action and immortal victory that makes mankind understand and honor God, then you will find it will be the greatest assistance you have ever given to mankind, outside of turning their attention directly to the chart of the use of the violet flame. When you demand the cosmic fires, immortal victory in physical action that compels mankind to honor God, then you are demanding that the outer give up its authority of defiance and degradation. And this needs to come forth by conscious command. The human has been arrogant so long and has been allowed to go on so long without being compelled to face the full recoil of its own creation that it imagines that God is its footstool. That can't be. So we would appreciate greatly your call, your demand for the cosmic fire from the heart of God in physical action that compels such immortal victory in outer command that it compels everything that is of life to honor God, that mighty I Am presence. I will break down this constant, arrogant defiance and creation of more and more to be handled in the outer. I assure you, precious ones, the human has to die. In everybody, if peace is to come to the earth. And therefore, when you demand the blasting, annihilation of all the dishonors God, and you demand that all be compelled to honor God, then every God being will take up your command and move into action. The fire that makes them all understand, the fire will make everyone understand, I assure you. Whether that's the fire of your determination or the fire of your ideas or the fire of your love or the fire of your purity or the fire of cosmic power or the fire of directing intelligence or the fire of conscious command. It doesn't make any difference what kind of fire you direct, so long as it's the fire. Because the fire contains within it, the cosmic fire contains all of everything required to compel every situation to yield you perfection. And when you demand that everything in this physical world honor God, you will see certain forces come to your assistance, and victory is yours always. Now, this may seem to you a peculiar statement, but don't forget it and just try it out and convince yourself. I am the cosmic law's demand for the friends of God to loose the cosmic fire in cosmic physical action through the powers of nature that compel immortal victory for all that is constructed. You call the cosmic fire into the powers of nature to compel immortal victory and protection for all that is constructive. You call for the cosmic friends of God's heart to move into outer action, this cosmic fire, and you will find many forces becoming your friends that as yet you do not quite understand. Do you know the wind could be your friend in a moment? Do you know the water could be your friend in a moment? Correct conditions of mankind have generated a frightful discord. The same is true of the fire and the earth structure itself. Try to feel as you draw forth the cosmic fire of immortal victory to this earth to compel honor to God, then you really make all beings of the elements and powers of nature your friends through that activity of the fire element. Because they all not only obey that fire element, but they love to obey it because it is the love in which they are happiest. Therefore, they become your friends of the light quite quickly when you draw this into outer action. Don't hesitate, precious ones, to demand your cosmic friends of a victorious fire from the heart of creation to come to your assistance and charge the outer self with whatever you desire to produce perfection. Charge the outer self with illumination and strength and courage and protection or any special thing that you might require in any situation. Keep calling forth the friends of God on the victory of cosmic fire and the ideas from the heart of God. And when you acknowledge, I am the heart of God, then you start into physical vibratory action. And the very energy of the flesh body, the atmosphere about you, the ideas from the higher mental body in our octave, but you also start into outer release. These flames from our octave that compel all the energy in and around you to become our victory. Give that acknowledgement often. I am the heart of God's cosmic fire, compelling a mother victory here. And then charge this into your nation, into your government, into your business. Supposing business seems to have been limited by outer world viciousness, then take this command. I am the heart of God's cosmic fire. In physical action, in everything in my business, compelling immortal success, boundless supply, I'm the fulfillment of the divine plan in all physical action in my business. Then you have the fire element there supplying you with whatever you require in your business to bring about the success and the fulfillment of the divine plan. In your intellect, you might not know what is the right thing to do in any business condition. But as you give forth this call and you flood this cosmic fire in physical action into your business, then the ideas from the heart of God come into your outer intellect, and automatically things almost do themselves. But they become so perfect and self-evident that it's an easy matter to go forward and build the perfection that is your outer success. Now, dear ones, know always that we give you these activities in order to give you success in the outer. Now, that isn't to just allow you to keep your attention on the outer, but the energy of the outer self has got to be used up and kept in action, producing perfection in the physical world. Why, mankind would go insane if they didn't have some work that you call compulsory in the outer to keep the energy used up that is constantly flowing through. But when you make your call and take your stand, I am the heart of God, blazing the immortal victory of cosmic fire into physical action to fulfill the divine plan and compel perfection here. Compel everything to honor God because of the perfection you have charged into it. Compel ascended master friends of the cosmic fire to come to your assistance to help you enable all to honor God. We are stressing this tonight, precious ones, in the use of the cosmic fire and honor to God in order to blaze throughout the mental and feeling world of the people a feeling to awaken them and fire them with a desire to turn to God and acknowledge God and feel that their help comes from God. Because all your diabolical, sinister forces, suggestions to mankind, have been to constantly break down the feeling of individuals that would automatically honor God if they were not interfered with. Now, we have to bring into outer concentration at this time that which calls forth the honor to God in order to draw forth in answer the God powers to give them protection. Don't you see? Don't you see that those who dishonor God or deny God cannot have protection? And it is to fire the people awake to the need of pouring forth honor to the great God source of life, the mighty I Am, or God as the people know it in the outer world, that enables the ascended masters and cosmic beings to draw more of this fire element from our octave into the physical world to be the protection around that which is constructive. Oh, I want you to feel the power of mastery that is in that call. I am the heart of God. Or I am the heart of God's cosmic fire. I am the heart of God's immortal victory. I am the heart of God's eternal authority. In physical action, then you keep the door open and you practically enable the higher mental body to act in your physical affairs, well, almost like the outer self, except that it's full perfection. It is the outer self's complete permission or call to the presence that keeps the door open by which the higher mental body can flood you with its perfection and clothe you and your world with that which fulfills the divine plan. And oh, precious ones, whenever you want to do anything in the physical act, before you start, give your acknowledgement to your presence first and say, now, beloved mighty I Am presence, with you I can accomplish this thing. See? But if you dash into a thing and then you get into deep water, and then you turn back to your presence, it will answer you. But do you know what happens? You have to fight through the deep water, so to speak, first, in order to feel the presence, in order to let it act. When you say to your presence first, Almighty I Am presence, with you I can do this thing, come through me, then you do not have to fight through that feeling of resistance or opposition or struggle in the condition that you're trying to handle. If people would only put that God presence first and say, I will try. But watch out that you don't say, I will try with the help of God. If you reverse that and say, with the help of God, which means giving that recognition first, I will try out here. Then, precious ones, there is nothing in the world that wouldn't yield to you. It would have to, because you place the presence first. But through long centuries of habit, mankind of the outer world have dashed into things. They get tangled up with the outer action. It holds their attention. The struggle is on, and they have forgotten to call to the God power first to move in, prepare the way for them. While they could just as well have things without that struggle, but they would make this call to the presence first. And I hope from this hour you will never forget. With my mighty I Am presence, I will try to do this thing. And my presence will help me. Or my presence will do it through me. Therefore, in the use of this cosmic fire, when you want to bring the authority and mastery of our fire element into your physical action and your affairs, then say to your presence, I am come within your heart with your immortal fire of cosmic action in physical command here. I will do this thing and fulfill your divine plan. Then you can have everything in the universe come to your assistance. I hope you feel this tonight with all the ease and absolute assurance that that cosmic fire from the heart of your mighty I Am presence would flash into the condition, prepare the way for you, and then when you start in physical action, may I say, your presence has gotten there first before you. And then there won't be the struggle and the opposition. I have given you a great secret tonight. May you use it for the nation and for yourselves, and feel in physical action that it is your beloved mighty I Am presence, cosmic fire, that goes into the physical action of all energy in your world. You charge that forth, and then you start to do the things that reason tells you should be done in order to bring forth the perfection you desire in the use of the divine plan. So now, as you enter into this, it will charge you with a much, much greater feeling of our mastery, because we shall stand your guard and try to make you feel us in this cosmic fire as powerfully as possible. Now you'll begin to feel us, as you think, almost saturated with it for a while. But still you will only be feeling a small part of our power until you use it more and more. And then will it surge forth with all the power you require, faster and faster, until you come into instantaneous action and fulfillment in the physical action. By the power of this cosmic fire, it will fulfill every desire from the heart of your beloved I Am presence. Oh, this is so wonderful and so powerful. When you desire to do something in the outer, for just a moment retire into the heart of your mighty I Am presence and say, I am come within the fire of your heart to do your will and fulfill your desire. With you, I can do this thing to fulfill the great divine plan. Then move into outer action, demand the cosmic fire in physical action, brings the immortal victory of your own beloved I Am presence, desire fulfilled through you, or fulfilled in outer action to you. Then your presence will at all times be doing for you that which you desire to make you happy, and would do through you what it needs to do to fulfill the divine plan. You have heard this statement. Your presence can only do for you what it does through you. And the way it does that through you is for you to enter in to the heart of your presence. Then when you say, I am the heart of God, I am the heart of my beloved I Am presence, mighty I Am presence, I am come into the fire of your heart to be charged with your will and your desire, that charges cosmic fire into physical action here to bring your immortal victory everywhere in everything I do, for I demand everything I do fulfills your divine plan. Oh, this is so wonderful, precious ones. You will wonder where your struggle is gone, but please don't look for it. Keep turning to your presence first, and then the presence comes closer and closer. You feel more and more of its mastery. The atmosphere becomes clearer, and we come closer until that hour when your use of the cosmic fire from your presence and our enfolding action of that cosmic fire makes us one in outer physical action, and there are no veils between. Then in the visible, tangible body, and we come to you sometime each day, charge you with our fire, and you go forth to what the world calls miracles accomplished. And yet it is a great, just the great natural orderly way that the present intended you to live. So tonight, may the cosmic fire of our love in physical action prepare the way for you to fulfill the great divine desires of your mighty I Am and its cosmic divine plan for the nation. Charge forth its cosmic fire in and around you until constructive activities everywhere are protected and the people again honor God, the mighty I Am presence, which has given all. So from tonight, may you feel yourselves come within the fiery heart of your own blessed I Am presence, and the cosmic fire from our octave in physical action does for you that which brings you success and perfection and victory without limit and clothes you in the power of our octave to bring into this world that which is to be sustained here
permanent.
So to the heart of cosmic fire do I commend you. Into the heart of your own beloved I Am presence do I lift and clothing you in the cosmic fire of our physical action. May you feel it and it become your world of success and power and protection that makes all whom you contact honor God, the mighty I Am presence. Place it first, set your world into divine order, and you'll go forth the master authority that compels perfection and victory and freedom without limit in everything you do until your victory in the ascension is complete. The fullness of that love, which is a cosmic fire of creation, do I send into your worlds tonight everything my heart can fill to produce eternal victory for you there until your own beloved presence shows you all it wants you to have and you enter into the glory of its use to protect that which is constructed here and set your nation free in the fulfillment of the great divine plan. To the glory of its happiness do I point you tonight and to the peace of its eternal love in the heart of God's own fire do I call you and commend you forever into its glorious miracle presence and happiness and freedom without me. There is your boundless supply. There is your eternal peace. There is the divine order of your will. And may from this hour, its glorious blessings without limit flood your world and give you everything for the victory of your nation and the mastery over everything in this world. Thank you with all my heart for your service to the light. And now may the cosmic light of our life serve you unto your eternity. Thank you.